try this again. Is it recording? Okay. This is Maladjusted, and this is your host, Ted Mallory. Really embarrassed because I just did a spot-on, awesome, incredible episode 2. But I had the phone up next to my ear like this app directs me to, and I think my cheek hit something and stopped recording or deleted it, or makes me feel really dumb. I could have some beautiful ambient sound, like some birds or some rain hitting the lake, but I'm still really self-conscious about this thing where I'm talking to myself in front of total strangers. In fact, confession time, I'm really shy. I may have funny voices and inflections, and I might be full of myself or a narcissist to even have a podcast like this. But that's because it's just me and the phone. It's kind of like you're a reader, and it's just me and the typewriter or the keypad, since we're in the 21st century. I don't know you. I don't see you. I don't feel you looking at me or hear you asking me, "What you doing?" Truth is, I'm really shy. That great podcast that I did that was about being quiet, listening to the rain, taking an emotional time out from all the arguing and all the things you're so passionate and worked up about, well, I lost that. So you have to deal with this, which is basically about my first night at summer camp. Kinda. At least when I went to summer camp, I think I was 12, 13 maybe, at Boy Scout camp. I was going with my friends from school, other people on the troop. This is different. So, I serve on the Board of Elders for my church in tiny little Charter Oak, Iowa. And it is part of Iowa District West, which is part of Missouri Synod, or Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. There you go. I couldn't get the name of the denomination out. At any rate, they have this thing, convention, where they convene and they have committees and they talk about issues like, how do you fund rural ministry and this and that. And never come to one of these before. Taught in a Lutheran high school. Attended a Lutheran university. Been an usher. Taught Sunday school. Never had to be a lay delegate to one of these. My thing is, the Bible. And God's love and forgiveness and grace. These things are, I don't know, sometimes it seems like they're about practical things, necessary things, sometimes important things, but I don't know. That's my prejudice, though, because it hasn't started yet. So, it's a two-hour drive up here, this church camp at Lake Okoboji in Iowa's Great Lakes. Beautiful place. Turned into kind of 2.5 or 3 hours because a couple of different highways were closed. Got here and realized that the opening worship service isn't here. It's in Spirit Lake, which is another 14 miles away or so. And started on the road and didn't understand why there was a traffic jam. Well, because there was a sheriff that had blocked the road because it was washed out. With all the flooding, because the storm was so terrible here. So, came back and had some camp food. I haven't talked to lots of people. I have a couple cabin mates. One that seems kind of quiet and reserved and shy. I'm obviously not quiet or reserved, but shy. Another fella who doesn't seem quiet or reserved or shy. It was friendly enough. I just don't know what to talk about. See, because my experience from Twitter and Facebook is if you talk about politics, you're either going to get judged or you're going to get people worked up, and I don't want to fight. A lot of people from Iowa are involved in farming. Not me. I'm an indoor nerd geek. I teach middle school. If anything, more than that, because I'm an art teacher. I don't know what to talk about. So then I went to have some camp food, and I was the only person in the, what do you call that, mess hall. Staff were talking among themselves. I mean, they know each other. They work here all summer. Talking about how long they were going to have to wait until the river went down so they could get home. I didn't mind it, being quiet and alone, having some coffee and potatoes. And a gentleman sat down by me and asked if he could, and that's fine. I'll stop reading my phone. We all should do that. And he seemed friendly enough, although, you know, mild-mannered and quiet and unassuming, but evidently not too shy. Better than me, since he's able to engage with me. Was supposed to have come up here with my pastor, but he didn't think he was going to make it till 9 o'clock tonight because he had to preach at all of the nursing homes till late afternoon. And of course, between the detours and possibly the weather, I'm worried that he's even going to make it here by 9. Although, and maybe I should hope that no one I know or that comes to my congregation hears this, I'm not criticizing him in any way. God bless him. He's smart and funny and works so hard for our town and cares so much for people. I think he's shy too. Known him for 10 years, and it can still be a little awkward sometimes. Well, are there other introverts that record podcasts? Am I just full of myself? Or is this kind of like our whole society right now? I mean, cyberbullying, after all, and fighting and arguing about politics. You know, if you're at the Thanksgiving dinner table, you can get up and pretend to go to the bathroom or walk outside for a few minutes or change the subject, talk about football. But people really go at it, don't they? On Facebook and Twitter and who knows where else. You feel comfortable. It's easier. You're not talking to someone one-on-one. Lord knows I've got plenty of people that I love and respect and appreciate and enjoy. I just don't agree with them on everything. So there's something to that. Don't talk about sex, politics, or religion. I guess it's food for thought. Talk to you next time. Hopefully camp goes okay. Nobody pushes me out of a canoe and I don't get poison ivy or anything. I did forget my bug spray. Are you kidding me? Bone. Oh. Still recording. You got to hear me fighting with my phone. Dumb phone. All right. Told you I was new at this. Have a great week.